Good morning, especially to the children. Good morning. There's one that I don't know there, but you're very welcome here. And can anybody tell me what day it is today? Yes. Sunday. It's Sunday today. And can anybody tell me, you don't know what the question is yet, could anybody tell me what date it is today? Molly? It's the 11th of September. And how do they say that in America? Stanley? 9/11, isn't it? And what is the significance of 9/11? Molly?
When
Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda bombed New York or did something really bad to New York.
That was the year that you were born, so you could be forgiven for not remembering it, exactly the details. Timothy?
It was the year when two stolen jets crashed into the Twin Towers and destroyed them.
That's right, and a plane, I think, also went into the Pentagon. And it's a very sad event. It's a historic event, of course, and it changed our world forever in a way. These two planes in particular going into the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center. And this was a sort of a protest, if you like, an act of terrorism by a group called Al-Qaeda, an Islamic terrorist group. And they would see the West, those in the United States, those in this country, those that have a democracy, their way of life, a free society, as their enemies, and the reason that Muslims are poor and so on. And it's ironic, where we used to live in Slough, you would see in our free country a stand-up. You wouldn't see Christians out very often preaching or giving out Christian literature, but you would see Muslims out there. And we would think it's unlikely that we'd be allowed to do that in some countries in the Middle East and Islamic countries. So these men who flew the planes, what happened to them? Yes.
They died.
They died. And do you think they knew that they were going to die? They did, didn't they? They did. So, do you know what the word is for people that know they're going to die and for a cause that they believe in? Timothy?
Martyr.
It's a martyr, isn't it? A martyr is somebody who, through an act of what they might see as heroism, dies for a good cause, and in their case, they think that this is going to give them great blessing in the afterlife. But, of course, it's a wrong cause. We have many examples of Christian martyrs who have died for a better cause, for a true cause. And last year, almost exactly at this time last year, I was in Oxford, and there is a memorial there, three statues, and also a plaque in a cobbled street, remembering three famous men who died for the Christian faith. Does anybody know who they are? Latimer, Ridley, and the one that I forgot about when I was preaching there, and somebody heckled me from the crowd and told me that I didn't know my history, Cranmer as well. So three men, very famously, were killed there. And, do you know, between the years of 1551 and 1555, 2,881 men were martyred in this country for passing the Bible on, for teaching the Bible, for preaching. And in particular, for not believing that when we have the Lord's Supper, for not signing up to the Roman Catholic idea that the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ is present. The Bible tells us, of course, that Jesus Christ made a single sacrifice, and he's at the right-hand side of God the Father in heaven, so he cannot be in the elements at the Lord's Supper. There was a very famous saying, I can't actually remember it off the top of my head, but there was a very famous saying from when Latimer and Ridley died. Latimer said to his companion, "Be of good comfort, Master Ridley, and play the man. We shall this day light such a candle by God's grace in England, as I trust shall never be put out." And can anybody think of an example of a martyr in the Bible? Yes.
Stephen.
Very good, Timothy. Well, I shall push you even further there. Where do we find that in the Bible?
In the book of Acts.
Which chapter?
Chapter 5?
Chapter 6 and 7. Not bad. Your father would be proud of you, wouldn't he? Chapter 6 and 7. Okay, and there was Stephen, a deacon, described as being full of the Holy Spirit. And he performed many acts and wonders. And the deacons, like Stephen there, and in particular the apostles, were authenticated by being given special powers. Don't exist anymore, but given special powers to perform signs and wonders to authenticate that they were real apostles. And Stephen was called a blasphemer, and yet they looked at him and they saw he had a face as of the face of an angel. There was something about him. And he preached to these Jewish people there who were accusing him of blasphemy. And what happened was that he preached to them, and the Holy Spirit convicted them of their sins. And they didn't like this. They didn't respond in a way that they should have done. And they went to stone him. And they stoned Stephen. He became a martyr for the Christian faith, as you rightly say. But he died with great dignity, saying, asking the Lord Jesus to forgive them, even though they were stoning him. And also he died saying, Lord, receive my soul. And that's how many of those martyrs that were burnt died with great dignity, dying for this noble cause. And they were willing to do so because they knew that the Lord Jesus Christ had died for them. Now, this is pretty frightening stuff in a way, and it's pretty real. And it's a fair question that children often ask, and adults too. I remember when I arrived at this church, I was already a believer, but in a way fairly new in my sort of journey in terms of learning and so on. And I realised that we really meant this. But of course, what God does is he gives us the grace to overcome these trials and to go through them with great dignity if called upon. If called upon, and we need to trust that the Lord Jesus will be with us throughout our Christian life, and he will never let us down nor forsake us. And Jesus Christ himself said this. He said, don't fear those who can kill the body, but rather fear God in heaven, who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell. It's God that we need to fear and to follow. He's a holy and mighty God. We mustn't fear men.